Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Canto 2, Chapter 7, Text Number 15. Antat saras urubulena pade grihito grahena yutapatirambujahasta artaha ahidam adi purushakila lokanata tirta shravana mangala matnamadiya. Translation: the leader of the elephants whose leg was attacked in a river by a crocodile of superior strength was very much aggrieved. Taking a lotus flower in his trunk, he addressed the Lord, saying, O original enjoyer, Lord of the universe, O deliverer, as famous as a place of pilgrimage, all are purified simply by hearing your holy name, which is worthy of to be chanted. Purport. The history of delivering the leader of the elephants whose leg was attacked in the river by the superior strength of a crocodile. It is described in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Since the Lord is absolute knowledge, there is no difference between his holy name and the personality of Godhead. The leader of the elephants was very much distressed when he was attacked by the crocodile. Although the elephant is always stronger than the crocodile, the latter is stronger when the elephant is in the water. And because the elephant was a great devotee of the Lord in his previous birth, he was able to chant the holy name of the Lord by dint of his past good deeds. Every living entity is always distressed in this material world because this place is such that at every step one has to meet with some kind of distress. But one who is supported by his past good deeds engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 7.16. Those who are supported by impious acts cannot be engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, even though they are distressed. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 7.15. The personality of Godhead Hari appeared at once on the back of his eternal bearer, Garuda, and delivered the elephant. The elephant was conscious of his relation with the Supreme Lord. He addressed the Lord as Adi Purusha, or the original enjoyer. Both the Lord and the living beings are conscious and are therefore enjoyers. But the Lord is the original enjoyer because he is the creator of everything. In a family, both the father and his sons are undoubtedly enjoyers, but the father is the original enjoyer, and the sons are subsequent enjoyers. The pure devotee knows well that everything in the universe is the property of the Lord, and that a living entity can enjoy a thing as ordained by the Lord. A living being cannot even touch a thing which is not allotted to him. This idea of the original enjoyer is explained very nicely in the Isho Upanishad. One who knows this difference between the Lord and himself never accepts anything without first offering it to the Lord. The elephant addressed the Lord as Akila Lokanata, or the Lord of the universe, who is therefore the Lord of the elephant also. The elephant, being a pure devotee of the Lord, specifically deserved to be saved from the attack of the crocodile. And because it is a promise of the Lord that his devotee will never be vanquished, it was quite befitting that the elephant called upon the Lord to protect him. And the merciful Lord also at once responded. The Lord is the protector of everyone, but he is the first protector of one who acknowledges the superiority of the Lord, instead of being so falsely proud as to deny the superiority of the Lord or claim to be equal to him. He is ever superior. A pure devotee of the Lord knows this difference between the Lord and himself. Therefore, a pure devotee is given first preference because of his full dependence, whereas the person who denies the existence of the Lord and declares himself the Lord is called Asura, and as such he is given protection by the strength of the limited power subject to the sanction of the Lord. Since the Lord is superior to everyone, whose perfection is also superior, no one can imagine it. The elephant addressed the Lord as Tirtha Shrava, or as famous as a place of pilgrimage. People go to places of pilgrimage in order to be delivered from the reactions of unknown sinful acts. But one can be freed from all sinful reactions simply by remembering his holy name. The Lord is therefore as good as the holy places of pilgrimage. One can be free from all sinful reactions after One can be free from all sinful reactions after reaching a place of pilgrimage. But one can have the same benefit at home or at any place simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. For a pure devotee, there is no need to go to the holy place of pilgrimage. He can be delivered from all sinful acts simply by remembering the Lord in earnestness. A pure devotee of the Lord never commits any sinful acts, but because the whole world is full of the sinful atmosphere, even a pure devotee may commit a sin unconsciously as a matter of course. One who commits sinful acts consciously cannot be worthy of being a devotee of the Lord. But a pure devotee who unconsciously does something sinful is certainly delivered by the Lord, because a pure devotee remembers the Lord always. The Lord's holy name is called Shravana Mangala. This means that one receives everything auspicious simply by hearing the holy name. In another place in Srimad Bhagavatam, his holy name is described as Punya Shravana Kirtana. It is a pious act simply to chant and hear all about the Lord. The Lord descends on this earth and acts like others in connection with the activities of the world, just to create subject matters for hearing about him. Otherwise, the Lord has nothing to do in this world, nor has he any obligation to do anything. He comes out of his own causeless mercy and acts as he desires. The Vedas and Puranas are full of descriptions of his different activities, so that people, in general, may naturally be eager to hear and read something about his activities. Generally, however, the modern fictions and novels of the world occupy a greater part of people's valuable time. Such literatures cannot do good to anyone. On the contrary, they agitate the young mind unnecessarily and increase the modes of passion and ignorance, leading to increasing bondage to the material conditions. The same aptitude for hearing and reading is better utilized in hearing and reading of the Lord's activities. This will give one all-around benefit. It is concluded, therefore, that the holy name of the Lord and topics in relation with him are always worth hearing, and therefore he is called here in this verse Namadeya, or one whose holy name is worth chanting.
Can you put this over there? Somewhere.
Well, it's nice to have favorable conditions under which to serve Krishna. In the spiritual world, all conditions are favorable. There is no restrictions. There is no pain, the way we know pain. There is no embarrassment. There's no incapacity. Everyone is fully empowered to serve Krishna nicely and has all facilities in the spiritual world. It would be nice in the material world to have good facilities for serving Krishna and to serve him in comfort and freedom. Unfortunately, we don't always have good conditions. For various reasons, because of our own offenses, because of our past conditioning, just because Krishna wants to test us, make us stronger by submitting us to austerity, trouble, in order to make us stronger devotees. For various reasons. And it's just the nature of the material world. Everything can never be ideal. But here we learn from the story of Gajendra, the devotee who became an elephant by being cursed. He was a great devotee in his previous life, a king named Indradyumna, and he got cursed to become an elephant. But even in that very unfortunate condition, first of all, an elephant's supposed to be in ignorance. It's not supposed to have any human intelligence. Animals normally cannot perform devotional service. Although the elephants are sometimes fortunate, the elephants connected with temples, they carry the deities, they even sometimes perform artis, and they sometimes become very devoted. But the standard processes of hearing and chanting, that requires the language ability that only human beings have. You cannot hear and chant unless you can use human language. It's possible to translate hearing and chanting into some other language, but it has to be a human language. We have our translation of, I don't know which book, Easy Journey to Outer Planets or some other book, in Pidgin English from Papua New Guinea, Borneo. You know, very crude language. It only has a few hundred words, but they managed to translate Prabhupada's book into that language. It's possible to do some kind of hearing and chanting, even in the crudest human language. But animals can't do it, generally. They don't have the capacity. Even an elephant could be trained to do some service, and he can become attached to Krishna. But the actual Shravanam Kirtanam, the actual standard processes of Shuddha Bhakti, animals can't do. Here's an exception. This shows against the laws of nature. The laws of nature place the restriction. You have to be a human being to be able to serve Krishna. But Gajendra was able to get Krishna to come and save him, because he was very attached to Krishna, especially to hearing and chanting about Krishna. That asset was not taken away from him. He lost his human intelligence. Maybe he was allowed to remember the Supreme Lord and that he's a devotee of the Supreme Lord. At least he remembered it at the time of his crisis. I don't remember the whole details of the story. Bharat Maharaj didn't forget his past Krishna consciousness when he became a deer, but I think Gajendra actually forgot. But when he was... It's bad enough to be an elephant. Elephants may complain, what's bad about it being an elephant? But you cannot have facility for practicing spiritual life as an elephant. So it's bad enough to be an elephant, and on top of that, to be in the situation where a crocodile is trying to pull you into under the water and eat you, and you've been struggling for 1,000 years with this crocodile. And because he's in the water, he has the upper hand. And finally, when your strength is just, you know, at its end, Gajendra was able at that moment to remember Lord Narayan. Ahedam Adi Purusha Hakila Loganatha Tirta Shrava Shravanamangala Namadeya. Hare Krishna, he was able to remember, and out of his mouth, a mouth that isn't supposed to be able to enunciate articulate human speech, came the Sanskrit prayer. That's what the verse says. Adi Purusha. Because it was all invocative. Simple grammar, but still it was Sanskrit. Adi Purusha. Oh, supreme, original person. Akila Lotsa, no Mayavadi philosophy. He actually had proper understanding. This is from his Purva Samskara. Because he was so attached to Krishna and the proper understanding of Krishna and the practice of hearing and glorifying Krishna, that he was able, this was able to be revived at this moment of his crisis, in an animal body even. And he chanted this verse, Akila Lokanatha, oh, master of all the worlds, of everybody in all the worlds. That includes even me, an elephant. Tirtha Shrava, your fame is all purifying. Here I am bathing in a holy river. Look what has happened to me. But your glories are the all-sanctifying holy place. Shravana Mangala Namadeya. Your names are all auspicious simply to hear. And what was, of course, it's auspicious for us. We hear, we become purified. Krishna, from within in our heart, takes up a broom and starts cleaning the heart. Krishna himself purifies us from within when he takes note that we're trying to hear about him. It is that potent. But Krishna also gets some effect from our chanting. He said he's actually pleased. He responded to Gajendra and came and killed the crocodile with his Sudarshan Chakra. So this famous pastime of Gajendra, recounted in the Puranas, it gets a whole chapter at the end of the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, not 8th. Gajendra Mokshana? I guess end of the 9th canto. Matsya is at the end of the 8th, if I'm not right, wrong. Anyway, it gets us one whole chapter. Although it's relatively a minor leela. It doesn't involve a large list of devotees involved. Just this crocodile, this elephant, and Lord Vishnu and Garuda, four people involved. It was a momentary pastime. The Lord Gajendra Mokshana, that's all he's known as, he doesn't have another name. He only stayed on this planet for a few minutes just to kill the crocodile and hear some prayers. So it was a short pastime, it didn't involve many devotees. So the complex of rasas involved was not very much. But still, it's a very glorious pastime. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he listened to Srimad Bhagavatam, he didn't only want to listen to the Rasa-lila. These immature devotees who have to jump to the Rasa-lila should understand this. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself liked to hear about Gajendra's deliverance. He liked to hear about Dhruva Maharaj. About other, Prahlad, you like to hear very much about Prahlad. Dhruva Maharaj started off as a Karma Mishra Bhakta. He had many material desires, Sakkama, Sarva Kamava. But this proves, the story of Dhruva proves, that even if you're full of material desires, you should worship the Supreme Lord with all enthusiasm and intense determination. And similarly, this pastime of Gajendra tells us, no matter how unfortunate your condition you're in, no matter how many obstacles are in your way, if you are attached to Krishna, especially to hearing and chanting about him, you will be saved. No matter all the reasons why you think you can't be saved. Gajendra proves that. We're human beings. We have human intelligence. We have much more advantage than he did. But even he was saved. Just by his attachment to hearing and chanting and his faith. All he did was pick up a lotus and chant half a shloka. But that was enough. So we know, you know, dozens of shlokas. And we have two hands. We can pick up two lotuses. You know, twirl them around. And maybe juggle them. So we can do so much more than an elephant. So we should not be discouraged by the unfortunate conditions of our own life. That's just karma. Devotional service cuts through all the obstacles of karma. It's not, devotional service is not impeded by any material restriction. Okay. Is there any questions or comments? Okay. Thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.